youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about H Project, Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation.
Today we are in the southwest of France, in Angoulême, to meet Nicolas, who is the AYCH project coordinator of Grand Angoulême City Council. Hello Nicolas, thank you for having us.
My name is Nicolas Travailler and I have 2 kids. This is important. I am a European project manager for Grand Angoulême. So I am in charge of 2 European projects. One is called the WOMART. It's about women and creativity. And the other one is the AYCH project.
And what about AYCH project for you?
I think the difference is the AYCH project is an Interreg project and the other one is a Europe creative project. And everything is different because of that. Since the beginning of these 2 projects, it's maybe more complicated to follow and to manage the AYCH project because it's an Interreg project and everything is more heavy. We have 14 partners and lead partner is helped by an external expert. That means all the meeting are organized by him. And since the beginning, we had like a map to follow. We know what kind of activities we have to organize. And at each meeting, we can just make the evaluation of that. To me, the creativity is 2 things differently. And if we need to find new solution differently, in a different way. So this is one of my conviction is to learn for young people or for people in generally how it's possible to think in a different way, to find new solution or way to go and way to organize ourselves. I believe that we need more and more connection between people, between worlds. We have to connect people. We have to build a new bridge. And especially for young people who are more and more isolated. And it's very important for them to meet each other physically and to meet their local ecosystem and to understand each other. So this was, for me, one of a big part of the AYCH project. I'm working for Grand Angoulême, a public institution, and it's important in this kind of project where we are 14. It's a community of 38 municipalities in the Région Nouvelle-Aquitaine, and I'm working in the international department. So my department is managing 3 European projects and 1 international cooperation with Mexico, and all the projects are about creative industry. And we had the International Comic Festival and all the local ecosystem, the image is very developed. We have a lot of image school, video game school, comics, manga schools, animation cinema schools. And we have a lot of animation studio too. And so this is the identity of our territory about image. And now I think the municipality want to develop that more and more. H is a big, complex and ambitious project. And at the beginning, I can say to you and I can say to everyone that I didn't really understand this project because it was written and in theory, we had to do a lot of different things, but in practical how to do it, I think it was not very clear. And this project involves 14 partners from 5 different countries. And with the connection and the networking of our different creative ecosystem, The AOECH project promotes the acquisition of skills in creativity and entrepreneurship for young people. So to me now, it's so clear. The AOECH project developed four main activities. It's initiation workshop for young people. And after that, you have the incubation program, how to develop your ID, how to concretize your ID to create your ID in reality. And you have two mobility activities. It's the International Creative Jam and the residencies. Now, AOECH project can be resumed like that for me. And I have a sentence. For me, AOECH project is a networking and opportunities to support the creative youth. They would like to make new connection with vulnerable young people from, you know, association and local mission. This kind of young people who don't have any opportunities to develop their project, and this kind of, you know, incubator program with startup and entrepreneurship, but high level entrepreneurship. For young people, it was to create this kind of links and to promote, you know, the employability. I think the young people from kind of association needs to believe on themselves, needs, you know, self-confident. Maybe they're not going to become the startup of tomorrow. And maybe it's going to be difficult for them to create their own enterprise. But thanks to AOECH activities, now they can speak in public about them, because when you speak about your project, you speak about yourself. And this is so important to create, you know, connection between young people, not just with, you know, actors and business incubator and the cultural place, but between young people, it was so important because they had just a time when they could just, and they did it. They helped each other to try develop their own project.
Love the camera. That's literally waves, hands up, hellos. Let's see.
Lovely, thanks. I think we have to understand that each young people are so different. If you think about the young people who are just finishing image school, their needs are so different. They just want a job in animation stores of video games. If you are thinking about this kind of vulnerable young people, they just finished schools since a long time. They don't trust on themselves. It's so difficult for them to just know what they can do in their life. So you have to change your approach, change your vocabulary, change the communication strategy to create this kind of link with them. Because if they don't care about your activities, they're not going to come. And if they don't come, you're not going to make your project good.
We are Team Trasher.
I remember in Liverpool, it was maybe my first day with all the partnership. And I remember I had a discussion with Pacific Stream, with Roy, and I was just saying, what is your advice? And he just said, hey, my advice is to create and develop your ecosystem. And if you don't know the actor in Grand Angoulême, you're not going to succeed.
Regarding your experience of running a European project, what could have been improved to reach young people?
So this new mapping, it was a long, long way. Because you have to organize meeting to explain what is your job. I remember too, at the first time that I met session were helping, you know, young people in difficulties, I was like with a PowerPoint, okay, this is AOECH and we want to create new opportunities for young people and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, a woman say, excuse me, sir, but I don't understand you. So for me, it was crazy because I was speaking in French and I was like very motivated to explain my project, and she didn't understand my words. I try to be very concrete. What is H for young people? What is a creative workshop? And now I'm working with 20 local actors. If you have young people who explain in his own words, this is the perfect example that your project is working good.
How is it to work with 14 partners?
I think at the beginning, the most difficult point was to understand each 14 partners. I remember at the beginning of the project, my English was too bad. But I think now I had to do it to everybody because it's so important to know with who we are going to make and to organize this cooperation project. What is difficult is to try to make our own line, and we are 14 and we are all with different activities, project and life, and we are trying to build a new line. Because In AOCH project, in my opinion, it was a challenge, and now we can say that it was a succeed to it. But it was so difficult to try to imagine, because we are not speaking the same language, because English person are speaking English. At the beginning, I didn't understand them. This is it. But when you're working with 14 partners, it's best resource, because it's just so helping you. If you need something, if you need an advice, if you are just lost, they can just bring you every support. They can organize for you activities, and they can animate for you workshops. So I so learn from every of them. At each time, we can say, okay, it's too difficult. But at each time, I think partners try to make this partnership and to say, let's do something together. Let's try to think together. We have to change our activities. We have to change it together. And we found solutions. So I'm proud of that.
You could change something in this project. What would it be?
I think I will change a lot of things. I will be more visible in my activities program for everybody and say, okay, during this year or during these 2 years, I'm going to do that. And maybe actor or partner are going to be not happy of that, but no, this is how to build a project. You have to just say that during this month, I'm going to develop this kind of activities. I'm going to try to develop it. And maybe I'm going to fail. And maybe young people are not going to come, but I'm going to try. And this is one point. Secondly, I think I will try to associate more of the Grand Angoulême department, because it's so important in this kind of public institution to work with other departments and to try to do the same thing in the same way. I just remember the first time that I met everybody at Liverpool, like I say, we're going to try to work like that. After that, I had Rijon, I remember, because it was the first international creative jam, and I'd bring like 10 young people, and I'd bring them with my small minibus. So we had like a big trip with young people. Everything was so beautiful in Rijon. I remember to Bruxelles, when we tried to explain in Bruxelles the project and the capitalization program in the project. And I was so stressed because I just didn't really know how to explain it and what was the capitalization process, but we did it. In my place, I think I remember the first meeting when I created the incubator program for young people. It was like, oh my God, there's the young people. They are here. They are coming. So this is happened. And at the end, these young people say thank you to me. So it was happening. And for me, it's an important souvenir, because I did something for these young people. And not a lot. They are just like 20. I just remember all of them. I remember their name and what they learned. Good souvenir of a part of my life.
From your personal point of view, what did you learn thanks to AYCH?
people is different, every actor is different. Every time we have to learn a new time because it's different. So we have to be honest with that and to say, maybe we don't know. Maybe we are going to just know again or try to know again. And with young people, it's the same for every project. If you have to learn about what they need concretely, because we are just thinking, okay, they need that, and we're going to do like that. Most of the time, we are wrong. We are just a piece of food, but we have to adapt everything to them. Maybe just about the place, maybe just about a kind of workshop. It's so important to have this kind of discussion with young people, because you have to know with who you are working. If you don't know them, you're just going to do a project for yourself. And you have to know with who you are working. If you're working with consultants, you have to meet them too, because it's so important to trust in someone and to say, okay, you're going to be my consultant and you're going to work with my young people. How are you going to do? How are you going to proceed? What is your methodology? You have to don't be afraid, because to be scared about a project and to be scared about how to build, how to create a project, it's just so stupid. Let's ask advice to your partners. Let's ask advice to everybody and let's try to do something. And if you fail, it's nothing. So let's do it.
Thank you very much, Nicolas. And thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find more information about the AYCH project on our platforms. See you next time for a new episode.
Youth.
Creativity.
Entrepreneurship.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.
Le but, c'est d'ouvrir les horizons du possible.